Louis could lasso a cow, which I'd never seen before. And we had a heifer once down in the back pasture. There were six of us that couldn't get that animal in the corral. We couldn't get her. She'd run you over. She'd go in the middle of the pond and stand there, and she knew you couldn't get her in the middle of the pond. So I said, well, there's no other way. I'm going to have to take Louie down there and see what Louie would do. So he took Louie and Honus down. And Louie said, you drive the gator. He saw what happened. She ran him over once. Well, that the Louie, you'd never lose. Louie don't lose. Louie don't lose at baseball. Louie don't lose with the cows. So we went down. Sure enough, grabbed a gator. He went and got his 50-foot of rope. Went down there, and he started making one of them big loops. And now I kept thinking, oh, boy, this ought to be just classic. He wanted a horse, but I told him that this was 23 horses, and that this was 23 more horses and 23 less bales of hay I had to throw a day. So we were using the gator. So we went out there, and sure enough, lo and behold, he's warping that rope up there. He hits that heifer right around the neck, first shot. We were doing 5, 6, 8 miles an hour on that gator. Well, he's got 50 feet of rope. Well, that heifer, she's running pretty good full tilt. And Louie, he's got little short little legs. So here I am, I'm running behind him, but I'm not keeping up, okay? So Louie's letting out a little more rope. He's only got maybe 10, 15 feet left, but he's still running. Down over the hill he goes, headed for the pricker bushes and everything else under that sun out there. Well, he got the good idea. That heifer ran towards a pretty good tree. Well, Louie ran to the opposite side of that tree. And when she ran by that tree, he was going the other way. And that heifer went around because the rope kind of pulled her. So she started to do like a half moon. Well, that heifer's now running straight at him. He ducks, runs underneath the rope, keeps right on running the other direction. Well, he went around a couple times, and I can hear him yelping and whistling and everything else. But sometimes you don't really know if that's good or bad with Louie, because he is a yelper and a whistler. By the time I caught up to him, and he's standing there with a big grin on his face, and he's got that tractor. That's all you can say. You tractor. So I knew just what he meant. That was go get the tractor. So I did. Sure enough, went and got the tractor with the trailer. Pulled the trailer up there. And my father and everybody else couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe their eyes. He's prouder than a peacock. Sitting there. He's got that heifer tied to a tree. Who's fighting that thing for all it's worth. And he's got it tied there. So we loaded that heifer on. He thought that was... My father gave him $50 right there. $50 cash. You know? That heifer could have potentially killed somebody as mean as she was. Yeah. I mean, she bent gates and jumped right over 5, 6 strands of barbed wire fence. But, get her. Louie took care of that.